All right, we're back on track, Laker fans. Everybody can relax and calm down on this Saturday evening. Lakers break their four-game losing skid. 128-120 over the Portland Trailblazers. Good win for the Lakers. Good win on a couple different fronts, but let's just think about where the Lakers sit right now. So you lose four games in a row. You started off the month of December 7-1. You lose those four games in a row. You're sitting at 25-7 now after this win against the Portland Trailblazers. You have about a 2.5-game cushion on the Denver Nuggets and about a 3-game cushion over the Rockets, the Mavericks, the Clippers. There's a few teams kind of bunched together right there. I know, of course, we don't want to see the Lakers go on a losing streak, but that's going to happen in the season. And tonight was not an easy game. To walk into Portland at the Moda Center, which, you know, we know, and Laker fans that listen to this broadcast, watch the games, whatever the case is, we know Portland's always, we emphasize it, Portland's always a tough place to go play at. And for the Lakers tonight, to walk in there after they got a 23-point win about 3 weeks ago or so in Portland, you knew this game would be prideful for the Trailblazers. And they're also 14-18, and they're trying to get back on track as they sit in eighth place in the Western Conference. So there's that part of it as well. But MT and I just kept emphasizing it that, yeah, they'll have a chip on their shoulder tonight because of the way the Lakers just demoralized them a few weeks back, like I was mentioning. So you had that coming. You had LeBron James kind of questionable, not kind of. LeBron James was questionable for this game. We didn't know if he was going to play. AD and Kuzma were listed as probable. But to just get at tip-off and LeBron James decides, you know what, I'm going to play. I know that no way this guy's 100%. And I spent some time talking about it in the pregame show with MT, who, by the way, Michael Thompson, you know what a Laker homer he is, but he's still very objective. Didn't think the Lakers would win this game tonight. And that just shows you the challenge of this game, what it was for the Lakers. We obviously want the Lakers to win every game, but this was going to be kind of a uphill battle. But walking into this game, you had LeBron James was going to be questionable and then decides to go. Lakers bench put up 72 points. LeBron James had 16 assists, and that 4-game losing streak is snapped. This is a good one for the Lakers. And if you can close out the year tomorrow against the Dallas Mavericks with another W, and your 19 games over 500 as we go into January 1st, and you're sitting at 25-7 right now. Hopefully this time tomorrow you're 26-7. That's a great start to your season. Have a 2.5-3-game cushion in the Western Conference. You have a homestand starting in January where you got Phoenix, the Pelicans, the Detroit Pistons, and the New York Knicks 4 games in a row. Lakers will definitely be in a position to get right back on track. And I thought tonight, that's how big this game was. If you're a Laker fan out there and, you know, you're listening to this broadcast right now, this was a good win for the Lakers, just a solid W. And I know there's a number of factors and contributors to how the Lakers got here. But I just felt like, walking away tonight with a win at Portland was a fantastic way to get back on the right track. And, of course, you got to follow that up with a win tomorrow against the Dallas Mavericks. Fantasy Springs caller of the game. Need a break from the everyday? Fantasy Springs Resort Casino wants to give you a two-night stay with dinner and golf or bowling for two. Be tonight's best caller and win. 877-710-ESPN. Visit FantasySpringsResort.com to book today. Laker fans, what'd you think? What'd you think about this W tonight? How about that bench point led, the bench led by Kyle Kuzma, Dwight Howard's 4 blocks, KCP's 13 points, Rajon Rondo, Alex Caruso. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Do you agree with me that this was a big W for the Los Angeles Lakers? Would love for you guys to be a part of the postgame show. Let's do this. Let's hear from head coach Frank Vogel. This is courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet on the Lakers 128-120 victory over the Portland Trailblazers.
You guys remember what were the pregame adjectives that Frank was using? So I was going to ask you how you would describe your mood now.
Not angry, not edgy. We got a win. We're all happy about it. We needed it. Our guys played really well. you know, particularly the guys off the bench. But we made some adjustments to, you know, things that were hurting us the last couple of games. And, you know, there's carryover from the practice and the film sessions, and, you know, we were able to get to W.
Forget 72 bench points. That's a season high. What did you see from Kuz, KCP, Rondo, Caruso, Dwight? Really, all of them were contributing in that facet.
Yeah, the bench gets the game ball, you know, if you do that sort of thing. You know, all those guys played really well. You know, very aggressively. You know, the defense, you know, in particular with that group, was really strong. Kuz is just, you know, giving us a huge lift the last two games off the bench, and, you know, just sort of elevates that group. But, you know, I think Bron gets some credit for how the bench played as well, because a lot of those guys are in there. He's in there with the second unit, and you know, he was really attacking the paint and, you know, making great reads with 16 assists, one turnover. It's just a really, really impressive performance by him, and you know, helped those guys get going.
He seemed to really be in business mode, maybe even a bit more than usual. What did you notice from his demeanor on the evening?
Angry and edgy. You know, our whole group wanted to be angry and edgy today. We got an early tech because, you know, I wanted our group to feel that, you know, and it's not fun losing. We got a good team. You know, we're able to use that to our advantage and, you know, take it out on this team, so to speak. And, you know, LeBron, you know, was the same type of way. I mean, he had a steady demeanor the whole night, you know, really just trying to get guys involved and, you know, competing and locked in on getting a win.
What keyed the sequence you guys had towards the second half of the third quarter when they'd come back all the way from 13 points, Anthony Davis tweaked his shoulder, it looked like, and you guys were able to build that lead, I think, back up to eight or nine?
Rondo just had a great stretch right there. You know, I mean, I think there was a few different people that made some shots. Kuz, we had the end of the quarter play, you know, that we got a three off of. You know, but Rondo, you know, really had a couple times where he drove to the basket, found some guys, some shots, and, you know, he was big in that during that stretch at the end of the third.
What kind of, I know you were saying that Kuz elevates the bench as a group, but it's specific to the first half. I mean, what did you kind of see his game and his shooting going to give in terms of a lift for the group?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just shooting. He's just he's an aggressive scorer, you know, and it just puts so much pressure on the defense. And, you know, when he's scoring a basketball like that, it takes a little bit of pressure off everybody else. And, you know, when we're putting the ball in the hole, our defense can get set, you know. So, you know, he impacts both ends.
Is there ever, Anthony was grabbing his shoulder quite a bit during the game. Is there, how was he talking to you guys about that? And was there any conversation?
Yeah, there was a play where he tweaked it, you know, on when he's going out for a shot, and you know, he got slapped down on the ball, and you know, but he was able to stay in there, and you know, he'll be listed as questionable. We'll see how he feels tomorrow.
All right, that's head coach Frank Vogel. I love his whole group looked angry and edgy. You like to hear that from your head coach. You like to hear that your team is obviously ticked because of those four losses in a row. If you're looking for the very best pre- and post-game, you got to go check out the incredible Hotel Figueroa at the corner of Fig and Olympic with $5 drafts on game day. So, for example, tomorrow, Lakers are playing right here at Staples Center, two blocks away from Staples Center's Hotel Figueroa. Stop by there. Make it your pregame spot. Make it your postgame spot. Make it your spot anytime you're in LA Live, Hotel Figueroa. Hotel Figueroa. When we come back, let's do a couple things. Number one, I know there's a lot of Laker fans that want to be a part of the show, so I'll make sure to answer your guys' calls. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. And then we'll hear from the man that put up 16 assists tonight. That was LeBron James. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA, 710. The block of the game is brought to you by Emergency Services Restoration, the leader in water damage restoration, sewage mitigation, and mold containment. Emergency Services Restoration, it's a slam dunk.
Here's Anthony Simons. Simons, look out, going to the rim, throws it up, blocked by LeBron! Here's Kuzma coming the other way. Spectacular block by LeBron, and Kuz takes it coast to coast to lay it in. Michael, you've seen that block before.
Oh, yeah, the finals.
That
seven.
Was reminiscent of LeBron's most famous block ever of Andre Iguodala.
I still say it was goaltending.
Behind. It wasn't. What? And he almost the same spot on the backboard.
LBJ still doing at age 35, going up and getting some fantastic blocks. Forget about the block. How about LeBron James' 16 assists tonight? You know, I've said this a couple times, and sometimes I got to remind myself. I do a lot of these post-game shows, and there are many games where I don't start with LBJ. And I don't start with him because we're just so accustomed to seeing what he's done. We're so accustomed to him delivering triple-doubles. And I know this is just in this brief period that he's been with the Los Angeles Lakers. He was questionable tonight. Wasn't 100% sure that he was going to go. 21 points, 16 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 steals. You heard Coach Frank Vogel talk about it. 1 turnover. How do you have the ball in your hands as often as LeBron James does? Control the entire tempo of the offense. Play 37 minutes tonight. Have 16 assists. And just have 1 turnover. That's LeBron James in a nutshell. That's LBJ. This is what we expect. And hopefully LeBron can just continue to lead the Lakers as he has this year. And hopefully he can just continue to get healthy. I did see a tweet. Tanya Ganguly put out a tweet that LBJ is expecting to play tomorrow against the Dallas Mavericks. Enough of me talking about LeBron James. Why don't we just go straight to LeBron James? Here's LBJ inside of the locker room, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
LeBron, how important was it not only to end that losing streak, but do it the way you guys did, thoroughly, convincingly throughout the entire game?
We just wanted to play well. And we know this is a tough building to play in. So, you know, it's going to start with our defense, but also our offensive pace and us moving the ball, sharing the ball. And we're going to just try to play the right way. Win, lose, or draw, and we did that tonight.
You mentioned sharing the ball, 32 assists. Did you like the ball movement better tonight than it was a couple days ago?
I mean, listen, it's always easy to say that when you make shots. I mean, we had some great looks on Christmas Day. We didn't make them. We make some of those. In the last 5 minutes of the game, we shot 0 for 7 from the three-point line on Christmas Day. So if you make half of those, then we're talking about, okay, well, we shared the ball. So, you know, you just try to put the ball on time and on target to the shooters, to the rollers, to the bigs. And then, you know, you just trust. You trust that they're going to make the right play.
What was the key to getting the bench production you guys got tonight?
I mean, it's always key for our ball club when we're able to get our bench going. You know, Rondo came in with so much. I mean, his pace was incredible. You know, Kuz is, you know, keeping up his streak of scoring the ball, the punch that, you know, we've been wanting all year. Obviously, he's finally getting back to his groove. And, you know, and then, you know, AC and Dwight was monster in the paint. And everybody else has just chipped in. So it was a good all-around game.
Played the last two games, is that kind of what you expected of
Kuz
this year?
Well, we want him to be that third scorer for us, someone that we can consistently get the 18 to 20 points a night. You know, but it's more importantly, it's just the efficiency right now that I love. And, you know, he's just been very efficient. He's, you know, mixing it up with his threes, with his paint touches. You saw that tonight on the break as well. You know, just mixing it up. No, we just want to be a complete team. It's not about how hard it is to guard us, nothing like that. You know, we want to just be complete, continue to work our habits and get better every day.
You guys were out with a double-digit lead. They fought back to take the lead midway through the third, and then you closed out the quarter strong. That sequence, you know, what did that show, or how were you able to build it back up?
You stay even keel. You don't get too high, don't get too low. Understanding the building that you're playing in, they're going to make runs. They got great players on their team. Dame, CJ, you know, Melo, you know, make great shots, you know, make contested shots. You just stay even keel and just keep pushing forward.
You had that ball where you were shaking up, and obviously your elbow's wrapped right now. How are you feeling about that?
I'll be all right.
Was that on the same spot you hit it in Miami?
Yeah.
Were you kind of re-aggravated?
Pretty much.
Okay. Do you know that?
Yes, I'm playing on it. As long as this ice take care of his business, and I wake up comfortably and healthy, yeah.
And the groin felt okay.
Say that again.
The groin injury felt okay.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right for myself.
As far as that end of third quarter, I mean, how big is Anthony in that? I mean, he had blocked, steal, assisted KCP. I mean, I know he does that regularly, but
right.
How special is that still to just have that on a day-to-day?
It is. That's anytime he's on the floor, every second that he's on the floor, he makes an impact, you know, so we expect nothing less. He's just great.
What was the sense of urgency for getting a win? Frank talked about being angry and edgy in the film session yesterday. Just thought that was felt throughout the team.
I don't know. I mean, it's a marathon at the end of the day, but we're competitors, all of us. The players, the coaching staff, everyone that's involved in this, we're all competitors and we don't want to lose. So, you know, you just try to make up for it. You have a great opportunity pretty much 24 hours, 48 hours, sometimes 72 hours to just make amends and be better. And we was better tonight than we were on Christmas.
LBJ was amazing tonight. I do like the way he pointed that out. Was 32 assists for the Lakers. They hit some shots, but I think there were so many things. We can obviously talk positive about this Lakers team tonight, and the bottom line is they got the W, and that's all you want. You're looking for just snap that four-game losing streak, get back on the right side of things, and the Lakers were able to do that tonight. I want to squeeze in one quick call. Let's go to Alex in Inglewood. Alex, you're on the Lakers Pulse Game Show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, what's up, Alan? I just think it's funny how history repeats itself at times. I mean, the game was almost a replica of the Christmas game. We started off the first half in control. Kuzma was hot. And then comes the third quarter, and we run out of fouls with 7 minutes to go, just like the other game was, what, 8-9 minutes?
Yeah.
But I think the only difference was today was, besides the W, was we actually pushed the ball, the pace of the offense. They pushed the ball up pretty quick. Everybody asserted themselves offensively. And LeBron, you know, he's been getting into the habit of holding the ball for, what, 15 to 20 seconds before deciding for a long shot or a pass. And today he got the ball out pretty quick.
Yeah, and listen, I'll say this. I appreciate you calling in, Alex. LeBron took 4 3-pointers. He took 12 against the Clippers. Lakers took 45 3-pointers against the Clippers. Tonight they took 32, so 13 less threes, dominated the paint 60 to 40. So there were also some other areas I thought the Lakers, you know, obviously kind of took advantage of the Portland Trailblazers. And at the end of the day, you were a team that I don't want to say desperately needed a W, but just get the W. They ended up doing it, and LeBron James was everything for the Lakers as far as getting that done. Injured, need a win? Go to my guy Brad Wallace at the Wallace Firm, proven trial lawyers who can get you a W for your case if you're injured. Get the W. Call 844-844-WINS or wallacewins.com. No win, no fee. 844-844-WINS. Or wallacewins.com. Lakers with a big W tonight, 128-120 over Portland. When we come back, more of your guys' phone calls. 877-710-ESPN. What'd you think of Kyle Kuzma's last three games since he's been back? I want to focus on Kyle Kuzma when we come back, so let's do that. 877-710-ESPN. And then we'll also hear from Anthony Davis on his thoughts of the Lakers' 128-120 victory over the Portland Trailblazers. This is a Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710. Lakers over the Blazers, 128-120. Another game tomorrow. Quick turnaround here. 6:30 against the Dallas Mavericks. So Lakers will fly back tonight from Portland and hopefully get some rest and get ready for Luka Doncic, Kristaps Porzingis, and looking to get a W against the Dallas Mavericks, who already beat the Lakers at Staples Center on December 1st. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated. And with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers win that, the advantage, 20 points, 60 to 40. Lakers over the Portland Trailblazers in points in the paint. That was one of MT's keys to the game to kind of start things off. So Lakers obviously delivered on that front. Edwin in Northern California. Edwin, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Alan. I'm just calling in. I just wanted to speak about Kyle Kuzma's performance, obviously. His 24 points were, like, obviously a big reason we won tonight. But overall, just not Kyle Kuzma, but our entire bench, I think it's one of the few times this season where we could really say that our bench was a bright spot for us, where we outscored the other bench, I believe, 72-39. So all in all, I was just really impressed by our bench, and hopefully we can keep it up against Dallas and Luka tomorrow.
Edwin, what do you think of Kuzma on a more consistent basis? Because I think that's what it's going to come down for him. Well, I'll say this. Since he's come back from that five-game stretch where they, you know, obviously held him out, kind of has a different edge to him. Kind of looks like he's got a little chip on his shoulder. Do you notice that or no?
He definitely does. He's averaged, I think, 22 points over the past three games.
Yeah.
So he's definitely taking it up a notch. I don't see him settling as much. That's what I really like to see. He's not settling. He's being a lot more aggressive than he was earlier on in the season. And obviously that has to do with just coming back from injuries and whatnot. But,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, I like to see that.
Probably has a lot to do with his health. Appreciate you calling in, Edwin. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. If you guys want to be a part of the postgame show, I want to kind of hit on a couple things here, and this is what I've noticed so far. Kuzma talked, or we played Kuzma a little bit earlier. You heard Alex Caruso on with Ireland and MT when they first, when the game ended. Coach talked, LBJ talked. Every one of these guys kind of had a, kind of an interesting tone to their voice. They I think all of them were in a position where I mentioned this a little bit earlier, kind of a chip on their shoulder is the best way for me to describe it. The whole group was angry and edgy. That's what head coach Frank Vogel said. They should be. You know, to be honest with you guys, I'm not going to say, you know, the Lakers are supposed to go undefeated in all these games, but a four-game losing streak, this team's too good for that. And when the expectations are for you to go win an NBA championship, that's a tough pill to swallow when your team loses that many games in a row. So I liked that the Lakers know that they obviously gave one away against the Clippers. Lakers should have won that game. The way they played down the stretch in that fourth quarter, relied so much on three-pointers, didn't feed the ball down low, wasn't aggressive trying to get to the basket and trying to get to the free throw line. Lakers handed that game to the Clippers. As part of that four-game losing streak, that loss to the Indiana Pacers, missed key free throws that could have won the game. So Lakers could have easily took a couple of those games that they lost. Tonight was key. Tonight was very, very important. And when you hear that the players were ticked off or they were they had the mindset, you know, of that competitive spirit of we have to get back on track and get a win tonight, I think the fan base felt it. I think the players felt it. I think everybody, you know, obviously rooting for the Los Angeles Lakers, knew that this was an important, important game to not put yourself in a position where that four-game losing streak can roll to five. Five can go to six. And then, you know, who knows what happens from there. It's too talented of a team, too many veterans, too many stars for that to happen. So for the Lakers to finally get one of these wins tonight, the 32 assists I thought was huge. The bench points, the 72 bench points, and a number of guys contributing. That's obviously big for the Lakers as well. Anthony Davis tonight, 20 points. 5 assists, 9 rebounds, and 2 steals. Went 7 of 16 from the field and 1 of 4 from the 3-point line. Here's Anthony Davis in the locker room, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
Anthony, just given the fact that you guys had come in on a losing streak, it hadn't happened before this season, any increased degree of focus for you guys coming in here trying to get the job done tonight?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we know where we were, you know, dropping 4 in a row. And then pretty upset about the last game, how we lost. Just wanted to make an effort to come in and get back in the win column and be able to pull this one out.
Yeah, I know the shoulder's been kind of in and out, up and down all season. How did it feel after the Bazemore kind of swiped down, and then how were you able to close the game through that?
Just had to put some more heat on it, just keep it loose. That's really it. A little tweak, but nothing serious, you know. I mean, he made a great play. You know, I've seen that play happen many times where guys, you know, shoulders do some crazy things. So I was lucky not to have anything serious, but just tweaked it a little bit and just try to keep it loose to finish the game.
You guys got 72 points off the bench tonight and some defense too. What did you see from that unit?
Guys played well. Big shots, Kuz, KCP, AB, Dwight, you know, Doe, they all played extremely well. You know, played with a lot of pace, some great pace in the second quarter, into the first, you know, and kind of got us going. You know, Kuz has been playing out of his mind, you know, since he's been back. And we're looking for him. So anytime our bench can come in and give us a game like that, you know, 72 points off the benches, you know, we're probably going to win most of those games.
AD, you talked about paint touches and the importance of that to your offense, especially LeBron passing out of the post. What do you think that did for your offense tonight?
He can come in as a double team. You know, anytime, you know, he's in a post up or he's driving to the basket, he has great vision and he finds guys, put the ball right on the money, and it just ups us to make shots. And we're able to shoot the ball pretty well tonight. And if not, we're able to drive and, you know, finish at the basket or find another teammate. So when he come in double team, we know that he wants to pass and he's looking for us. So we just try to move around and just get an open spot.
You pretty much guaranteed a win this morning, talking about how practice went yesterday. I mean, does it feel good to just have that confidence rewarded by this group?
Yeah, I mean, it just feels good to get back in the win column. Like I said, we had a great film session and a great practice. And so those two things combined with, you know, our energy and effort and the guys, you know, wanting to get back in the win column, we kind of figured that we'd probably get this one. Obviously, this is a tough place to play, and they have a great team, you know, led by Dame and CJ. So we know it's going to be pretty tough, but we want to make sure we left this building with a win.
Has that shoulder basically been constant since it happened at the beginning of the season, or is it
Here and there. I mean, I feel it every now and then. That's the first time I like really felt it again on a play like that. But something I'm not too worried about. You got to keep, you know, strengthening it and get it right for tomorrow.
So you think you'll be fine for tomorrow?
Hopefully, that's the plan.
All right, AD thinks he'll play tomorrow. LBJ thinks he'll play tomorrow. We need everybody. We can't have any. We can't have. Obviously, this team is so dependent on LeBron James and Anthony Davis. So, good play, not just from LBJ and AD tonight. It was a lot of the bench, and you know, I tried giving as much love as I can in the post game show. 72 points total for them. KCP was big for the Lakers as well. He had some big contributions, 13 points, some big three-pointers down the stretch. We'll hear from KCP when we come back. I'll take more of your guys' phone calls. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA, 710.
McCollum drives, falls down, ball's on the floor, picked up by Caruso, ahead of LeBron. LeBron outside to KCP, step back, three-pointer, good! By Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, timeout Portland, and the Lakers have a double-digit lead with 3:54 to go.
How big has KCP been for the Los Angeles Lakers? Do you guys remember this? There were so much chatter about KCP through the first couple weeks of the season. He was taking some heat from Laker fans. I mentioned one time in a postgame show that there were some boos at Staples Center about KCP. And he has bounced back for the Lakers and been such a one of the more consistent players for the Lakers on this roster. 4-7 from the field tonight, 32 minutes for the Lakers. 3-4 from the three-point line, 2-2 from the free throw line, and has 13 points. Was a plus 22 in the plus-minus. That's the most from anybody on this team. It's great to see KCP from going to the chatter and the conversation about him about a month, 2 months ago or so, where everyone, a lot of Laker fans were very negative about him. And I say that not because Laker fans want to be negative about him. No, there's an expectation. We need KCP to contribute. Obviously, he's been on this team for 3 years now, just like there's an expectation for Kuzma this year. But it's great to see KCP having the kind of the bounce back that he has these last couple of months. And he's been a big part of big part of the Lakers' start. You know, of course, LeBron James and Anthony Davis, those are always going to be the two main players, but a number of other players kind of make up the rest of the groundwork. Here's KCP, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet, inside of the locker room from Portland.
Davis, you guys had lost four in a row. How important was it to win this game tonight?
It was the next one on the schedule. You know, we knew it was next game up. We knew it was going to be tough. Come in here and try to get the win, and down the stretch in that fourth quarter, it was tough, but we end up just pulling it out, you know, and holding on to it.
The bench guys really showed up strong tonight. You, Kyle Kuzma, what were you feeling in your game first?
Just a flow, you know. My offense was just flowing. You know, it came to me late, down to, in the mid third, end of the fourth. But I mean, I just stayed with my rhythm of the game, especially on the defensive end, that which got my offense going later.
Yeah, you can give yourself credit. Two late threes, that was pretty big.
Yeah, it was. But I mean, the bench did play good. I mean, even Rondo came in and gave us great minutes. Caruso, Kuz was hot the first half. The bench guy did exactly what they were supposed to do when they came in.
When you look at Kuz's last two games, do you think, okay, he's maybe turned a corner, maybe he's over the injuries and that type of thing?
Yeah. No, he's been, you know, hopping around, you know, saying he's this is the best he's felt, you know, in a long time. So, man, that's good to have him back and healthy.
Ball movement tonight, 32 assists. A lot different from that game against the Clippers on Christmas. How important is that, too?
It's good. You know, we always, you know, coach always preached, you know, the mentality of a touch in the paint. If you ain't got layup, dunk, you know, or just get it out, kick it to on three, you know, or alley hoop or whatever. So, man, make it a big emphasis on, you know, driving and kicking for the assists.
LeBron had 16 assists by himself tonight.
Yeah, man, you know. He's gonna be LeBron. He's one of the best passers in the game. Not if maybe he is the best, but who knows. But, you know, he sees the floor well. You know, and we, us guys, got to be ready to shoot and make plays when it comes to us.
You had that one 3-on-1 where LeBron went to you in the corner and you hit that. I mean, what's your comfort level like hitting some of those key shots in those big moments right now?
It's good. You know, my confidence is there. You know, I'm continuing to shoot the ball when it's thrown to me, if I'm open or if I'm not, just make a play or get off the ball.
All right, guys, that's KCP.
So 72 points in total for the Lakers bench and 13 coming from KCP. Congratulations to our mobile wash winner tonight, Paul Rodriguez. There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile wash brings the car wash to you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download mobile wash now and use promo ESPNLA to save. I've used Mobile Wash myself. Very, very simple service. Download Mobile Wash. You set up a time. They'll come out directly to your home, apartment, wherever you live. Just make sure you use promo ESPNLA to save. Okay, let me kind of set the stage for tomorrow a little bit. Lakers and the Dallas Mavericks. Tip-off's at 6:30. Pre-game show, by the way, is after the Rams-Cardinals game. So Rams-Cardinals will be on our broadcast earlier in the day. So it could be around 5:15, 5:30, somewhere around there is when the pregame show will start. But tip-off will be at 6:30. Dallas sits at 21-10. Lakers sit at 25-7. So after all this, after that four-game losing streak for the Lakers, we sit here tonight. Lakers have a 2.5-game cushion on the Denver Nuggets. They have a 3-game cushion on the Houston Rockets, 3.5 on Dallas. Lakers win tomorrow. That can go up to 4.5. And a 3-game cushion on the Clippers, who, by the way, lost tonight against the Utah Jazz across the street at Staples Center. That's when you know it's a good night, all right? Lakers get a win on the road. Clippers lose right across the street. Kind of get a double victory right there. So with everything, Lakers still have a 2.5 to 3.5-game lead over four other teams in the Western Conference. That's big, and I do want to point that out, and I want to make sure that, you know, Laker fans understand that as well. It's not too many times you can go on that type of a losing streak, especially in the Western Conference, and still be sitting atop the West. So the hope is for the Los Angeles Lakers is that this win tonight can get them back on track, and you have to take care of business tomorrow at home against the Dallas Mavericks. You already have one loss to the Mavs this year. And you barely got one in Dallas. I know Lakers won that game in Dallas 119-110 in overtime, but it took a Danny Green three at the buzzer to send the game into overtime. If you can take care of tomorrow and start off the new year with Phoenix at home, the Pelicans at home, Detroit at home, and the New York Knicks, the Lakers can get right back to where they were before this four-game losing streak. Yes. Did that loss to the Clippers, does that still bother a lot of Laker fans? Sure. Does that loss to the Milwaukee Bucks? Sure, it does. But at the end of the day, if they can kind of take care of that schedule in front of them starting tomorrow against the Dallas Mavericks, let's keep stacking up victories. And then when we start playing the Clippers down the road, we still have two more games against them. We still got the Milwaukee Bucks at Staples Center in March. Lakers can try and come back from those losses that they had. Couple quick thank yous. Thank you to Rebecca Womble. Thank you to Jesse Lopez here at our ESPN LA studios. Appreciate all the callers that called into the postgame show, all the listeners that listened to the broadcast. You could download this Lakers postgame show on the ESPN app or on iTunes. Just go to Lakers Talk with Alan Sliwa. This has been the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710.